USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New coronavirus infections rose over the past week in 19 states while holding steady nationwide. The biggest improvements were in Arizona and Nevada, both of which saw new cases drop by about 45%. Michigan, on the other hand, took the biggest step backwards with a 50% rise in new cases. It should be noted vaccines are growing a whole lot faster than cases and will ultimately bring an end to this pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki avoided questions about Joe and Hunter Biden's ties to Russia as evidence continues to pile up. The wife of Moscow's former mayor paid a company associated with the president's son $3.5 million. Jen was asked what the money was for.
Not familiar with that claim. Doesn't sound like it's backed up by a lot of evidence. If you have evidence or specifics, happy to discuss it further.
With hard evidence from the Senate, she continued to dodge the question and Biden's ties to the Kremlin. USA Radio News.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and gapfactory.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Most Americans in a recent survey say, finish the border wall. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans are increasingly saying, build the wall. A majority of voters now say they want the government to finish construction of former President Donald Trump's border wall, according to polling from the Senate Opportunity Fund, which also found Americans itching for a tougher approach to illegal immigration than President Biden is taking. By a large margin, 71% to 19%, voters say they want the administration to get tougher on illegal immigration by, among other things, enforcing laws and ending incentives. The Senate Opportunity Fund's polling shows that 38% of those polled are against the wall. Meanwhile, 53% support the wall. As far as who's to blame for the issues on the border, the Senate Opportunity Fund survey found 59% blamed President Biden.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New England Patriots offensive lineman Justin Huron was honored as a hero by police on Wednesday. Last weekend, Huron stopped a sexual assault at a park in Arizona. He said that he was walking around Kiwanis Park around 11 a.m. on Saturday in Tempe. That's when he heard a woman scream for help.
I just knew that someone just needed help. I kind of realized that it was way more aggressive than what... You know, if it was a couple, it was way more aggressive than that. And so I just knew that in that moment I had to go and had to put a stop to it. I'm a football player, so I'm kind of big. And I try not to be too aggressive with individuals, knowing that, like, I could potentially hurt somebody. So, but I do have a very loud voice. And so all I did was just yell, tell them to get off of her. And then yanked them off, and then I told them to sit down.
Mr. Huron, a six-round draft pick in 2020 out of Wake Forest. Let's get an update on the North Korea missile launch. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
South Korean officials say that the North Korean military have test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles, the second time the North Koreans have launched a weapon in less than a week. The missiles splashed down in the Sea of Japan early Thursday morning, local time. The South Korean government and the Pentagon are analyzing the flight paths for any additional information. The North Koreans launched a pair of short-range ballistic missiles over the weekend as well. The launches are believed to be the first missile tests from the regime since 2019.
You're listening to USA Radio News.